With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. The meeting set to take place in Budapest, Hungary, though a date has not been confirmed. The president shared on social media he believes that a Thursday phone call with Putin made significant progress. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be holding initial meetings with Russian representatives next week as well. President Trump also says he's considering selling long-range Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine, despite Putin's objections to that. Senate Democrats poised to once again reject a bill that would reopen the federal government, still demanding $1.5 trillion in new spending. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats need to decide what happens next.
Many of you have asked all of us, how will it end? We have no idea. It's up to the Democrats, and they have to decide it. And judging by their outrageous behavior, the Democrats appear perfectly happy to keep the political theater going while real people suffer.
Also at SRNnews.com, in his morning remarks, Senate Minority Leader Schumer insisted that it's Republicans who need to agree to talks and compromising on their demands.
Republicans continue to dig in. They continue to say, we don't want to help on health care. We don't want to negotiate with Democrats on health care. They say there's nothing to negotiate. That's got to change soon.
Vice President Vance will appear at a Turning Point USA campus tour event later this month. The White House, the group founded by the late Charlie Kirk, announced that the vice president will join Kirk's widow, Erica, at the University of Mississippi on October 29th. Turning Point USA officials expect up to 10,000 people to attend that event. This is SRN News. To one degree or another, and for one reason or another, Americans seem to be turning against higher education.
Christians have been critical of the nation's colleges and universities for decades over their radical leftism and pagan ideologies. Polls show a lot of Christian young people drift from their faith at college. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 70% of all Americans now feel that higher education is going in the wrong direction. Strong majorities say college costs too much and does not prepare young people to get a good job. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in Iraq report only about 70 Christian families have returned to the northern city of Mosul since ISIS was driven out. Before the war, there were at least 50,000 believers in the city. International Christian Concern says, quote, believers in Iraq have faced many challenges during the past two decades, from war to religious extremism and systematic discrimination. This is SRN News. Big changes at the Pentagon, a lot fewer reporters running around there because of some big changes.
Journalists who have regularly covered the Pentagon for years have cleaned out their workspaces and virtually en masse turned in their badges by a 4 p.m. deadline. Rather than accept new restrictions on their work, their refusal was nearly unanimous. From trade publications, wire services, television networks, and newspapers, reporters say that they will still robustly continue their reporting despite the loss of Pentagon access. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All the major indexes have turned down. They were higher earlier in the day, but right now here are the numbers. The Dow is off 168 points. The S&P 500 has lost 29 so far, and the high-tech NASDAQ index is down by about 64 at this hour. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.